1987 marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of French-born artist Marcel Duchamp. He died in 1968. The most complete collection of Duchamp's work is on permanent exhibit at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. My guest is the museum's director, Anne Darnoncourt. To celebrate Duchamp's birth, the museum has expanded their exhibit, and this weekend they will present performances and lectures. Marcel Duchamp first shocked the art world in 1913 when he displayed his painting Nude Descending a Staircase at the Armory Show in New York. That show introduced European modern art to America. He continued to shock the art world with his sculptures and with his found objects, which he called ready-mades. But his art and his ideas made him perhaps the most influential avant-garde artist of this century. The current Duchamp retrospective includes an interview that Duchamp recorded at the museum in 1958.
I believe that art is the only form of activity in which man, as man, shows himself to be a true individual. Because art is an outlet towards regions which are not ruled by time and space.
Anne Darnoncourt, do you think it's fair to say that Marcel Duchamp's greatest contributions weren't necessarily his art objects, but his ideas about art?
I do think that's probably fair to say, although any time you make a firm statement like that about Duchamp, usually you have to turn around and make the reverse, because in a sense, his art objects, to an extraordinary degree, and more than almost any other artist I can think of, embody his ideas. He was terrifically interested in the whole problem, as he put it, of putting art once again at the service of the mind.
After a few years as a painter, he gave up painting. Why did he do that?
Every time he reached something that satisfied him, like the new Descending the Staircase, he would turn around and try to do something altogether different. He said he always said that he tried to contradict himself as much as possible in order to avoid conforming to his own taste. And so when he'd finished with the nude Descending the Staircase, he made a few more studies in paint, but they were studies directed towards this amazing project, which took him over 10 years to do, called The Bride Stripped Bare by Her Bachelors Even, a wonderful and mysterious title. And it's all played out on two large panes of glass in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and also in a bunch of notes that Duchamp wrote to himself.
But he wants you to read the notes when he looks at the glass, right?
He wants you to read the notes. In fact, it's the notes that Duchamp wrote to himself about this big project, about the glass, contain all kinds of ideas as to how you might make this picture, what you're going to use in it. He said, could you use shaving soap? Could you use talcum powder? How could you harness the force of chance? And on the other hand, he's talking about very esoteric forms of perspective as a way to project forms on the glass. And yet again, he's talking about this kind of crazy, erotic story. And yet when you look at the glass, if you don't have the notes to go by, you have no idea what's going on.
Well, he says something about the large glass that you quote in the museum show, and this is a running theme in his work. The glass must not be looked at in the aesthetic sense of the word.
That's right. I think he was very much for divorcing. He was against art with a capital A. He was all for artists. He was all for people who made art one way and another. But it bothered him that people put art on some kind of pedestal, and therefore I think because then he thought that they didn't think about it. And for him, art was very much a practice of the mind. It's why I think one of the reasons he was so interested in chess. Which he saw in some ways as an alternative to making art, because chess he thought of as a beautifully intellectual but sculptural game. In other words, you play the game out in your mind, and you think of it in physical terms, in terms of where the pieces move and what the pieces are. And he was really trying to get people to do that with works of art.
Duchamp gave up painting. And then he said he'd given up art altogether after the large glass. This was about 1923. He made a statement that he'd given up art. What were the public reasons that he gave for that?
You know, I'm not absolutely sure that he ever said that he'd given up art. I'm not sure it wasn't what everybody else said about him. He was always very polite. He was always given to be happy to be interviewed and to talk about what he was doing or what he was not doing. And very late in his life, for example, he said, of course, I've never been anything but an artist.
Most people assume that Duchamp had given up making art. But after his death, it was discovered that he'd spent the last 20 years of his life working on a major piece, a piece which is now on exhibit at the Philadelphia Museum of Art called the Étang Donnée. Why do you think that he contradicted himself in saying that he wasn't really making art when, in fact, he was working on this really major piece for over 20 years?
Well, I don't know that we're ever going to quite know the answer to that, because he was so quiet, so secret about this piece that he never talked about it to anybody, so we have no glimmer. I think, and it seems to me, looking at, from hindsight, looking at the piece, which in fact you have to do through two little holes and an old wooden door, and you see this amazingly realistic scene of a nude woman holding up a little gas lamp, and she's lying on a bed of twigs with a rather peaceful landscape in the background, and a little waterfall sparkling in the distance. If you look at that as a work of art and you realize how odd it is in Duchamp's, not so much in his career, because if you think about it, it makes lots of connections with other works, but to do this very intensely realistic thing, particularly that has some real erotic content, I don't think he would have had a moment's peace if everybody knew he'd been working on it. And I think he just decided that this was something he was going to do quietly and for himself, and he would be perfectly happy to answer questions about the rest of his life, but he'd really like a chance to kind of work this out in peace and quiet, and that's exactly what he did.
You organized a Marcel Duchamp retrospective in 1973. Now you have a new retrospective here now in 1987 in celebration of the 100th anniversary of his birth date. Does his work look any different in the context of 1987 than it did in 1973?
That's a very interesting question, and I think the answer to that for me is yes. I don't know whether I'd say different or whether I'd say simply more. The certain character that it seems to me to have comes out more strongly. Duchamp was always, he was very concerned to avoid taste and to avoid a kind of shallow or superficial similarity in his works. And certainly, I mean, nobody has produced things that look more unlike each other. And I think perhaps it's also that that we're seeing in 1973, when we did the retrospective, his last work, the Étang Donnée, the Assemblage, had only been public knowledge for some 4 years or so. Now that it's really very much settled into the unconventional canon of his work, it gives us a chance to see his work more as a whole, perhaps, than we did then. And I'm very impressed by how much it hangs together, by how much themes appear and disappear and reappear again.
You have access to Marcel Duchamp's greatest pieces of work. How often do you like to go look at them? He never thought of his art as aesthetic in that sense. Do you prefer to actually go and be with the work, look at the work, or is it sufficient for you to think about it?
Actually, that's one of the nice ironies about Duchamp's work. I find that I go back both to his own works in our galleries on a normal basis and then to this big expanded exhibition again and again. And every time I go, I see something new. So it's not that Duchamp himself denied the pleasures of vision or of the optical. He was certainly interested in them, but that he gives you something to think about while you're looking.
Has he changed your views of art?
I'm sure he has. In a sense, I really, it's hard for me to think of how I thought about art before I thought about Duchamp, because I thought about Duchamp just by that wonderful chance of coming to Philadelphia first some 20 years ago and getting all tangled up in his work just as I was thinking about early modern art in general. And in fact, a lot of my experience of contemporary art, of the art of our own time, has come since then. So I really am incapable of saying how I would look at art if it weren't for Duchamp, because he's simply somebody that I paid a lot of attention to early on.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Anne Darnoncourt is the director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where the world's most complete collection of the works of Marcel Duchamp is on permanent display.